Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast, your favorite tanking team in the Bay Area. On today's episode, we're going to recap both the Kings and the Canucks game, get you caught up on all the injury news and everything else that's happening in the Bay Area when it comes to your Sharks team. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at Fear the Fin, San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And, of course, you can watch this on YouTube as well. And the Sharks drop two games over the weekend. Friday night, they lose to the Kings 5-3, or 5-2, sorry. And then they lose 4-3 against the Canucks tonight on Sunday night in overtime for that one. So we're going to kind of recap these games, look at kind of what matters, what doesn't matter, talk about Erik Karlsson doing Erik Karlsson things and how you can see this team when Timo and Hertl aren't providing you points, what kind of happens to this team right now. So, but first, I think we have to start with kind of all the injury news and updates that happened over the weekend. So let's start in goal and kind of work our way forward. James Reimer missed the Canucks game. So he came back, played against the Kings game, did not look himself, let in two soft goals, did have a really, really outstanding save, but just didn't really kind of look like himself. Missed the Canucks game. They brought Aaron Dell back up again on an emergency situation. So just a reminder, the emergency situations, Dell does not have to clear waivers. There's like a little, like, you know, you can do it X amount of times or for a certain amount of length before. But if Dell is going to be there for a while, then they will have to actually call him up on a regular basis and then he has to pass through waivers. But right now he's there on an emergency situation. So if he, when Reimer is healthy enough to go, he can go back to the Barracuda without having to pass waivers. Reimer is expected to make this road trip. So when they go, they play Montreal and then they play Ottawa. So they have a kind of a big road trip here along the Northeast starting on Tuesday. But Reimer is expected to make the trip. But just a little worrisome that he came back, played one game, and then he kind of got hurt again. So I wonder if they're a little more cautious with him, especially because he's a potential kind of prize trade bait at, you know, at the deadline. Just see how they play this out with him. If they try to kind of give him some time, let Kapokakinen kind of take the starts right now. But, and then of course, Mario Ferraro was put on IR. Looked like he blocked a shot in the Kings game. Was pretty labored after that. He played and he gutted through it because that's what Mario Ferraro does. But then they quickly put him on IR on Saturday. So he'll miss the next few games here. Coach David Quinn did say he's progressing really well and he's progressing kind of quicker than expected, but he's still going to be out for a few games here. So he'll probably be back. I would expect when they get back from the road trip that we'll probably see Mario Ferraro suit up again on their next home game, which I believe is against the Canucks again next time they play at home. But Radim Šimek back, played on Thursday, played on Sunday. Nico Sturm still not playing. He missed. He's missed the last couple games. Still hasn't. He's been practicing a full, but still has not come back. You're wondering, you know, I'm assuming then at this point it's a concussion. They want to make sure that he's completely symptom free before you bring him back. So maybe he had a little setback or something. You know, it's kind of as you're working your way back from a concussion, it's kind of different levels, right? You know, you have to kind of come in and practice a little bit and then see how you feel the next day. And then you kind of, okay, let's practice a little bit more and see how you feel the next day. So just, you know, I think they want to be, you know, especially with concussions, you want to be very, very careful with these guys, making sure they're all the way back, not having any symptoms, especially because, you know, two concussions in a row is bad news bears. So, yeah, I think that's it for injuries. Oh, and then the Sharks also did recall Scott Harrington. So especially right now with Ferraro out, just needed a little more depth at the defense, especially as you're about to make a road trip here. So I assume, well, yes, Harrington's going to be going with the Sharks when they go on the East Coast Swing. So that leaves the Barracuda kind of even more desperate situation when it comes to the defensemen. So, yeah. So I think that is it for news and notes when it comes to kind of where everyone is at. Yep. Okay. Big takeaways from the weekend is this team, this is kind of what you see, right? When Timo and Hurdle aren't kind of lighting up the lamp. I know, you know, we got Barabanov goal, we got Couture, we got some secondary scoring. I guess Couture is now a primary, as a primary scorer, but you know, you got some scoring from guys that you normally don't get scoring from. Erik Karlsson was awesome on Sunday night, except for the bad change at the end that led to the goal. But for the most part, Erik Karlsson was doing Erik Karlsson things. But you know, this team, it's feels like there's so much that kind of has to go right. And you know, now the goaltending has been kind of shaky lately, and they've been kind of trying to outscore their problems recently. But when the scoring dries up, this is kind of what you get. And you know, especially that Kings game, the Kings are a playoff caliber team, and the Kings kind of took it to the Sharks for the first, you know, 30 minutes of that game, and the Sharks kind of, you know, they crawled back into it, and credit to them, but they just couldn't get a goal when they needed to get a goal. And then, you know, in the Canucks game, right, getting secondary scoring, Luke Cunning scores twice, you have Couture on the power play, Erik Karlsson's doing Erik Karlsson things, but then, you know, you can't get a stop when you really need it, and it's so much stuff is just kind of, it's always like with the Sharks this year, they did this great, but this fell apart tonight, or we got goaltending tonight, but the Sharks couldn't find any scoring. So, and that's just kind of where this team is. They don't have enough talent to make up for those deficits when things aren't going, working their way. And right now, a lot of stuff isn't working right. The penalty kill is awesome. The power play looks good. Erik Karlsson's awesome. And those are kind of the things you can count on right now. So we'll start with the Kings game and then work our way up into the Canucks game. But before we do that, do want to let you guys know about our friends over at Simply Safe. Let me hit the right buttons here. So today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. If you guys don't know about Simply Safe by now, you guys are totally missing out, especially right now. They're offering their best deal of the year, 50% off their 24/7 home professionally monitoring systems. 50% off. Award-winning systems. What more could you ask for? Especially this time of year with the holidays. There's more, there's more burglaries, more package thefts, just more shenanigans right now as the holidays are here. So feel safe and secure this holiday system by picking up Simply Safe for half off today. They have an amazing app. So if you're out shopping, you're out at a Christmas party, you're out looking at the lights, you can pull up the app, look at all the cameras around your house, inside and out, smarter ways to detect motions. That way, if there's like a squirrel that runs in your backyard, it's not going to freak out and be like, you know, someone's breaking into my house. They've got you covered with that. So 24/7 professional marketing service costs less than $1 a day. That's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. So again, don't miss out. Go check them out. Get 50% off when you visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. Again, simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. There's no safe like Simply Safe. All right, let's start with the Kings game. So, you saw with the Kings right now, I expected this game to have a lot of goals. And if you took the over of 6 goals, you cashed out. Congratulations with your 7 goals there. Thank you, empty netter. But, you know, this game's definitely started out kind of slow for the Sharks, right? Kind of working their way back in it. There was a lot of a fair amount of good chances by both teams. And I expected that going into this game, right? You know, I talked about where the Kings and the Sharks both do a great job of creating those high danger chances. But, you know, we see this from the Sharks all the time where it's just slow start or can't really get anything going, right? And that first period for the Sharks was kind of a, you know, kind of a slow start for them. You know, I know the shots were 10 to 10, but the Kings were getting the much better kind of quality chances, right? They have 13 scoring chances compared to the Sharks' 9 in that first period, right? They scored 2 goals compared to the Sharks' 1 goal in the first period. But, you know, and you saw, especially in the beginning of the second period, where the Kings really were, you know, controlling the pace of that game. And then the Sharks, like a switch flipped, and they were able to crawl back into that game. And, you know, they got a late goal at the end of the second period to kind of make it, you know, a 3-2 game. And you were expecting, okay, this could be it. But then, you know, as soon as kind of the third period started, the Kings, again, they kind of came out and they took control of the third period. They got that fourth goal. And then that was, you know, that was pretty much it from the Sharks there. They were too deep to be able to kind of come back and, you know, in that game. They did do, like I said, they did a great job at trying to create chances. And, you know, Jonathan Quick, give it, you know, tip the cap. Quick was outstanding against the Sharks that night. And, you know, games where James Reimer lets in 2 soft goals, your offense has to try to bail you out that game. And they produced a lot of quality chances, but Quick just kind of kept shutting them down. So, you know, for example, Quick in 5-on-5 time, actually, let me do all situations since. So Quick, 29 of 31 saves. He had a 339 goals against expected. He only gave up 2, you know, and I think the big thing for Quick was, you know, his high danger saves were kind of not where he would expect them to be this year. He made 6 high danger saves on 7 high danger shots, gave up 1 high danger goal, and then 8 mid danger and not on 9 mid danger shots. So, and then 14 on 14 of low. So again, Sharks, especially at 5-on-5, great job of creating a lot of chaos in front of the net. But then that's just when your guys like Timo Meier and Tomas Hertl, they're not producing, and that's where those guys kind of do the most amount of their damage. This is what happens, right? You're unable to kind of make up for the bad James Reimer night. And Reimer, you know, he's allowed to have this. He's had plenty of games where he has been the guy, and clearly he was not 100% as he missed the Canucks game. So, you know, and digging into the actual like Sharks lines. So a little funky because there was some, you know, Barabanov missed a little bit of time, like kind of the lines were a little bit funky that night. So, but the LeBanc Hertl Meier, again, created a bunch of offense, but they only got 1 goal to show for it, and they gave up 2. So when you're kind of, I know plus minus is a terrible stat, but when you're kind of in the hole one and you're supposed to be the engine for this team, that's what kills you. So they had 13 minutes and 9 seconds of time on ice together at 5-on-5. 15 shot attempts, they gave up 8. Shots on goal was 10-5. Like I said, gave up the 1 goal. Had 1 goal, but gave up 2. And, you know, high danger chances for it was 4-2. And then they got a lot of 6 offensive, 8 neutral zone, 3 defensive. Next was the Gregor Bonino kind of line. Again, some of the lines were a little screwed up, and you're going to see a little bit of a trend here from the Bonino line. So 10-18 time on ice, 12 shot attempts, 4-7 allowed. That's good. This line's been hemorrhaging shot attempts recently. Actual shots on goal were 4-3. No goals for, no goals allowed. 8 scoring chances, which is you'd love to see. Did give up 2. And then 4 high danger chances while giving up 1 as well. And that's mostly with 7 defensive zone starts. So 7 defensive zone, 2 offensive, and 3 neutral zones. So that's what you like to see. Even though you're starting in the defensive zone, you're able to get the puck out and go to work in the offensive zone. Nieto Couture, Barabanov, 8:58 time on ice, 10-9 for shot attempts. Shots for was 3-6. So the Kings got a fair amount of quality shots on the Sharks there. You know, they got 6 shots off. 1 goal for, and then High danger or scoring chances 6-5. High danger chances were 1-1. And then the 3-6-2 for their zone starts. And then the Lindblom, Lawrence, Svechnikov line, 7-21, 11 shot attempts for 15 allowed. So that's that line killed them. That line was kind of what killed the Sharks. Actual shots was 4-7, did give up a goal. Scoring chances 4-11. So, and then high danger chances 3-7. And the line that was kind of doing the most work for the Kings was the Jarrett Anderson, Dolan, Rasmus Kupari, Arthur Kaliev, that fourth line of theirs, has 16 shot attempts, 4, gave up 4. That was kind of the line. And you saw they finally broke through at some point, but they were working. They were kind of doing whatever they wanted for against the Sharks that night. So, you know, again, kind of the story of the Sharks this year, right? Offense has created a bunch of great chances, but they're just not able to capitalize them. And then James Reimer just, you know, had a bad night. That totally happened. So you can't expect to win every game 2-1 or 3-2. You need to, you know, if your goaltender lets in a couple, you need to try to make up for those. And the Sharks just weren't able to do that against a pretty quality team, against the Kings, who are firmly in a playoff position right now and are expected to be, you know, playoff contenders and potential like a dark horse team if they can ever figure out their goaltending. So before we continue, do want to know today's episode is brought to you guys by Bet Online. If you guys don't know by now, Bet Online, your number one source for betting info, stats, news, analysis. Get all the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer and esports. They've got you covered at betonline.net. If you love sports podcasts, you can find all of those at Bet Online as well. They're the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fixed. So head to their website today or use your mobile device to learn more. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, so the Canucks game. You got secondary scoring, right? McKinnon scored twice. The weird goal ricocheting off his backside and going in. We're going up and over Demko. You got two goals from Cunning. Erik Karlsson looked amazing. You know, was just all over the ice. But Kaapo Kähkönen, again, you need a save at some point. You know, I know it was a bad shit. So we'll start with the overtime, because Timo Meier looks like he's trying to pass it to Tomas Hertl. Hertl is going off for change. So lack of communication there, right? And you're kind of, then you're playing on your heels. Followed up by, you know, Erik Karlsson trying to go off for change. A little slow getting off for change. Matt Benning not able to get on. Boom. Canucks score. Game over. Like, it's just like these things where the Sharks continually kind of build themselves up, put themselves in a position to succeed, and then they're just unable to finish it off. And we saw that again tonight from the Sharks, of just, you know, you come back, you're down one, you come back, you're down again, you kind of come back, you're continually coming back in this game. You're not able to, you know, and you're just not able to kind of hold on and you know, put a team down. And the Canucks are in the same spot as the Sharks right now, of trying to find themselves and trying to kind of build themselves back up after a really slow start. You know, the Canucks lost, I think, 7 games to start the season, and a lot of them were blowing huge leads. But they have a lot of talented players on their team. So, you know, and this is going to be one of those games where the Sharks were the better team tonight in a lot of phases, right? Shots, right? Shot attempts, sorry, was 60-54 in favor of the Sharks. Actual shots on goal, like all situations, actual shots on goal was 35-20. So you're just pepper, you know, and especially that third period, you had the Sharks had 76% of the shots. The Canucks had 6 shots, but they scored 2 goals on the 6 shots. You know, and a lot of them was defensive miscues, right? Leaving Elias Pettersson all by himself. I don't care, you know, Kapo Kakkonen, you know, what are you gonna do when Elias Pettersson is all by himself in front of you? Elias Pettersson is a potential superstar in the making, right? Again, on a breakaway, what is poor Kapo Kakkonen supposed to do? You know, I didn't think Kapo Kakkonen played badly tonight, but I mean the stats don't look great for Kapo Kakkonen, who, again, when you only face 20 shots and you let in four of them. So yeah, and it's those high danger saves, right? The Sharks just defensive lapses, leaving guys wide open. So Kapo Kakkonen, 8 high danger shots again. So he had 4 of 16, 800 save percentage. Expected goals against was 285, and he gave up 4 high danger shots. He made 5 high danger saves on 8 shots. 4 made danger, and then the Burrows one, I think, is the one he probably wants back the most. So, you know, it's just defensive structures, and that's what happens right now when, you know, you lose Ferraro, and now you have Schimmick, and actually, I thought Schimmick played pretty awesome tonight, you know, but you're taking away pieces, right? And then Kapo Kakkonen, who's not had a great start to this season, you know, when the defensive structure falls down in front of you, and, you know, he made a couple big saves here and there, but he just wasn't tested very often. And when the Canucks, they had opportunities, they took advantage of him. So weird night from the Sharks, though, at least for the forwards, right? The Hurdle, LeBanc, Meyer line. So they started really slow, especially after the first two periods, but in the third period, they came on 13-21 time on ice. 12 shot attempts, 4, gave up 9, 8-3 on actual shots, no goals, didn't give up any goals, 3 scoring chances, gave up 7, which is a little weird to see, and then only had 0 high danger chances, which is something you do not see, especially from Hurdle and Meyer, they just generate high danger chances. 8 offensive, 8 neutral, 3 defensive zone. Let's see, Nieto, Couture, LeBanc, they had 12, 28. They got their lunch taken from them. 8 shot attempts, 19 allowed. So, again, the Canucks, they weren't generating a lot of shots. That line is kind of what killed you. So, you know, actual shots was 3-5. They gave up 3 goals. There you go. Gregor, Bonino, Cunning, good night from them. So we saw maybe something coming together. Maybe it's the opponents. Who knows? But 12:37 time on ice, 21 shot attempts. That's a Hurdle type line. 12 allowed. Actual shots on goal was 10-5. 2 goals for Luke Cunning. There you go, buddy. 13 scoring chances and 8 given up. 4 high danger, 1 allowed. And, you know, kind of 3-4-2 for their zone start. So Lindblom, Lorenz, Svechnikov, 5-0-4. So I think Quinn was a little done with them tonight. It's not like there was only 3 power plays in this whole game, and the Sharks one lasted the whole, like, 10 seconds before Couture scored. So 4 shot attempts, 7 allowed. Actual shots was 2-3. Scoring chances, 2-3. 1 high danger, gave up 2. So just not much from that line tonight. And, you know, they had a good shift, I think, and that kind of started building some momentum. But then that was, you know, when Quinn needed to try to generate some goals, that line did not see much ice time rest of the night. So, you know, again, what we've seen from the Sharks, just one thing will work, but then the rest of the stuff starts to fall apart from you. And that's what we saw tonight was, you know, you got secondary scoring. You got the third line was great tonight. You got, you know, they've been bad for a while. They were great tonight. Couldn't get a big stop, had defensive lapses. And then the big guy, you know, Hurdle and Meyer weren't able to light up the lamp tonight, and you get another loss. So Sharks are going to be starting a road trip here. So we'll get you guys ready for the Habs game on Tuesday. I think I'm doing a recap crossover with Laura from Locked on Habs. So Really excited about that. Laura and Scott are the best, but Scott's on vacation and Laura needs a friend. So I guess she's stuck with me. So, and then, yeah, we'll get, have you guys covered this week for with all the games. Actually, I like their East Coast road trips. I get to record the podcast earlier. I don't stay up very late. So that's just me personally. Anyway, when you guys, thank you guys for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. Go check out now the Locked On Sports Today podcast that got you covered with all the biggest stories around sports, right? So Monday, of course, big NFL day. You got college football wrapping up this weekend, you know, kind of the regular season of college football. So plenty of stuff to go check out over at the Locked On Sports podcast, wherever you get podcasts, and of course on YouTube as well. Follow me on Twitter at MyFryHole. You can listen to the show, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, Amazon Music, all those places. Watch on YouTube. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. And we will be back tomorrow. And until then, bye, friends.